makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present your favorite radio friends, Lum and Abner. Headline news these days is a spectacular pennant race in the National League. And one baseball team you just can't keep out of those headlines is the Chicago Cubs. So you'll be interested, we think, in a statement from Charlie Grimm, the Cubs manager. Charlie said,
"People often wonder how big league ball players stand the grind. Usually it's because they take care of themselves. They eat wisely and avoid stimulants that might interfere with their sleep. Since coffee contains caffeine, a stimulant that often causes sleeplessness, many ball players avoid coffee. To anyone with whom caffeine disagrees, I recommend Postum. Postum contains no caffeine and is a delicious drink which adds warmth and cheer to any meal."
That statement, ladies and gentlemen, should prove mighty welcome and helpful to a lot of you. It should be particularly interesting to growing boys and girls, for while many people can drink coffee without losing sleep, many others cannot. So if you think coffee keeps you awake, take Charlie Grimm's suggestion and switch to Postum. And once you've enjoyed Postum's distinctive, mellow flavor and delightful, tempting aroma, you'll say it's the grandest drink, hot or iced, you ever had. Why not start tomorrow to make your regular mealtime drink the favorite training table drink? Delicious Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As you know, Lum sold his half interest in the Jot'em Down store to Squire Skimp for $1,000 in order to raise the necessary money to establish his claim to an estate in England of which he is believed to be one of the heirs. The old fellow used $500 of the money as a retainer's fee to a firm of attorney to represent him, and is planning to use the remaining $500 for a trip to England so that he might be present when the estate is divided. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum over at the Jot'em Down store telling Abner of his latest plan. Listen.
Yeah, whenever he told me I can make the trip for $500, I never asked no questions. Just told him right over the phone I'd take it.
Well, how come you'd have to call Fort Smith to get it, Lum? Don't they sell tickets to England in there at the county seat?
No, they can sell me a railroad ticket from here to New York, but they can't sell me no steamboat ticket.
Uh-huh.
Now, this outfit tends to all that for you.
Uh-huh.
Make all your reservations and everything.
Well?
All I gotta do, just get on the train and there at the county seat and start. Leaving here Sunday night, July the 3rd.
3rd? Why, you'll miss a picnic over at Crystal Hill.
Yeah, I know, but I got to leave then so as I can get to New York in time to catch the boat.
Uh-huh.
Them things don't wait on you.
Well, I'll be dead blame. So you're sure enough going, are you, Lum?
Yeah. Done sent the money for the tickets and everything. Mailed him a cashier's check Saturday morning. And he said he'd mail the tickets right out to me, so as soon as he filled them out and all.
Uh-huh. Well, sir, I'd just give the world and all if I could go with you. I sure would.
Yeah, I wish you could, Abner. Love to have you. Of course, he said there'd be a party of them going on this tour. I won't be by myself.
Ah, well, good. Now, where all is that you're going now?
Oh, I just recollect we're all called off a whole bunch of places.
Well?
I don't know where they're at, but I never let on to him.
Oh, natural.
Right now, all them fern country, though. Said it wouldn't cost me no more going on this facial tour and seeing all them countries over there than it would just to go to England and back by myself.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to go, I believe, Lum. That way, why, there'd be somebody else along so you won't get over and get lost.
Oh, well, ain't no danger of that. He's going to send a list of all the places I'm going to and when I'm supposed to get there and all.
Uh-huh.
All I got to do is just stay with the crowd. Just stay at the same hotels and everything.
Well, does that $500 include your hotels, too?
Yes, sir. Hotels and meals, and ticket from here to New York, and ticket on the boat over there and back, and transportation all over Europe and everything else.
Well, if you paid $500 for the ticket, why, you won't have no money left, will you?
No, but I don't need none. Everything's all paid for. That's the nice part about it. I don't have to carry no money along with me. And ain't no danger of me getting over there and getting robbed to where I couldn't get back home this way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Well, sure, now, that is all right. It sure is.
Biggest bargain I ever heard of. 4 days in London. That'll give me time enough to see the town, all the sights there, and then we'll cross the channel.
Well, ain't you going to England?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
It's in England, London. London, England.
Oh, yeah. Well, will that give you time to look after that estate?
Estate?
Yeah, that's what you're going over there for, to get that money that's coming to you.
Granny, that's right, ain't it? Got so interested in the trip, I might not forget what I was going for.
Further land, say.
Granny, I don't know where 4 days will be enough time or not. Might take me a little time to look up all my relations over there.
That's just what I was thinking.
Well, if I don't get done, I can let the rest of the crowd go ahead on, and I can catch up with them later, wherever
yeah,
they're at.
Yeah, I could do that. Where all else is it now that you're going?
Well, let's see. It's Holland and Belgium. Recollect them.
Uh-huh.
France and Italy. I don't know where all. Holland's where they wear them wooden shoes, you know.
Wooden shoes?
Yeah, made out of wood. You saw pictures of them. Dutch girls. You know, they're all standing in front of a windmill, you know, on calendars.
Oh, yeah, them little sunbonnets on.
Yeah,
I've seen
them. It's where the little boy stuck his finger in the dike and saved the country.
Huh? That was little Jackie Horner, Lum. Stuck in his thumb and pulled out a thumb and said, "What a big boy am I."
No, that's another boy. This sure enough happened. This little feller was walking alongside one of them dikes one day, and he seen a hole where the water was coming through, and so he run over and stuck his finger in the dike and stood there for, I don't know how long, days, I reckon.
Couldn't he get it out?
Sure he could, but he was saving the country, keeping that water back so nobody wouldn't get drowned.
Oh, man. What little water would run through a hole your finger'd plug up wouldn't drown nobody.
No, but the water would have kept eating that hole out bigger till the whole dike would have washed away. He stayed right there till somebody come to help him. Risked his life to save his country. I can see him now. Little feller standing there with little wooden shoes on through sleet and storm.
Well, why didn't he just pick up a stick and ram it down in there and go tell somebody what was wrong?
Why, Granny, he could have did that, couldn't he?
Why, sure. I don't see nothing so smart about that.
Well, sir, now that's funny. Somebody hadn't thought of that before. He could have used a cork for his head goes. Might not anything.
Why, of course he could. Course.
Well, they seemed to think it was a great stunt over there. Made a big to-do about it. Made him a hero or a king or something. I don't know just what. It's been so long since I read it. It's children's story.
Well, now, I never would tell that to no children around here, Lom. They're liable to go down here on one of these creek banks and try it. About to pull that finger out of there at the water moxon on the end of it. Or draw back a nub one.
Well, I ain't going to tell nobody but you. You ain't going to try it, are you?
No, sir. No, sirree, Bob, I ain't. And I wouldn't be trying it whenever I got over there if I was you, neither.
I just happened to think of the story when I mentioned Holland. There's interesting stories that way about all them countries. That's the reason it's so...
Well, Cedric, we
hunt. Huh?
Cedric, coming up out there.
Oh, yes, I feel right sorrowful for that boy. He wants to go with me the worst way. If I was a millionaire, Dad Blame wouldn't take him to. He's so backwoodsy, I'd love to just take him into one of them foreign countries and just stand back and watch him see what he does.
He is awful backwoodsy. But he comes by it natural. That paw of his'n, Caleb, is just his country right now as he was the day he moved to Pine Ridge. Living here ain't helped him a bit. He can say...
Mind out. Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Come in, Cedric.
Well, sure, I've been looking all over town for you, Mr. Lum.
For me?
There he goes, gonna start bagging you again.
Got a special deliver letter for you. Come down there to the post office, and Grandpap said it must be something important. All them stamps on there.
Granny's important's looking all right.
Yeah, look at that thing, would you?
The size of it. Yeah, thank you, Cedric.
Is it from them lawyers, Lom? Maybe you done got that in here.
Oh, my goodness, Granny's, I hope not. Just file my whole trip to Europe. No, no, it's from Howard Adams Travel Service Bureau. Oh, that's the feller in Fort Smith. just my ticket. Yeah, huh? Bound to be.
Oh, yeah, for your trip, huh?
Well, sir, I wish I was going with him.
Yeah, like Lum was telling me she was wanting to go mighty bad, Cedric.
Going to someday. Already started saving up for it.
Well, now, if I was footloose like you and Lum, I'd go in a minute. I can't go and take the family, Elizabeth and little Pearl. He's so much money.
Here's the trip, Abner. Tell us all about it.
Well, doggies, look at them circlers. We're getting pretty colored.
Oh, I'll have a lot of fun studying these things. Youth of America tour. Sailing on the Queen Mary, July the 6th.
Youth of America?
Yeah.
Well, you're a little old for that, ain't you?
I reckon not. He sold me a ticket for it, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
Here, tell us where all the countries we're going to visit. England, Scotland, Holland, Belgium, France, Switzerland, Italy, and sail from France to United States.
For the land's sakes. How long does that take, Lum, for you to go all that way and come back?
Let's see. We get back to New York on the August the 11th.
11th, huh?
And here's where all we'll be. Leave Pine Ridge, or the county seat, July the 3rd, get into New York and sail July the 6th on the Queen Mary.
With Queen Mary?
On the Queen Mary.
Oh.
She's a boat.
Oh.
Arrive at Southampton July the 11th. Wait a minute here. You've got me going to the wrong place. I told him I wanted to go to London. Oh, where you will embark for London.
Where you'll do what for London?
Embark, it says here. That must be English for leave.
Well, ain't you going clean to London on the boat?
According to this, I ain't.
For the land's sake. What's that picture here,
Lon? Here. Just some of the sights we'll see. The Colosseum, the Louvre, Buckingham Palace. Sounds like a rodeo. Lake Lucerne. Oh, it says, picture yourself cycling through 1,000 miles of scenic Europe. Hot dog.
1,000 miles for the land.
Yeah. All I got to do is just sit back and enjoy myself. Everything's all paid.
Yeah. Well, go on and read the rest of that, Lum. I dog it. That's interesting.
Let's see. Southampton, where you will embark for London. Your bicycle will be waiting for you on the pier, and the party will leave immediately.
Bicycle?
I'm just noticing that. What's he talking about there?
Now, what did this say over here, Lum? That says bicycle there or something or other, right over there.
Oh, there's a picture of a whole bunch of them riding.
Yeah, look at that.
Youth of America tour combines economy with those who love invigorating exercise and the great outdoors. See Europe the continental way. Ride your bike through picturesque Europe. Well, I'll be dad blame. You know what I've did? Be dad blame if I ain't bought myself a ticket on a bicycle.
And Lum can look forward to pedaling a bicycle 1,000 miles through Europe this summer. Does this sound familiar to any of you ladies?
Well, darling, the paper says we're in for another hot day. Gosh, I hope it isn't a scorcher like yesterday. But if it is, when I get home from work, don't let's have anything hot to eat. Let's have a nice cold supper, huh?
Yes, and how about having with that cold supper a grand, refreshing, frosty drink? Iced Postum. Well, when you're hot and tired and thirsty, Iced Postum is the very thing to cheer you up and cool you off. Postum contains no caffeine, so it cannot possibly irritate some frayed nerves. And Postum can be left standing without losing or changing its flavor. So you can make a whole day's supply, enough for meals as well as between meals all at once. And you can get it from your grocer in two forms. Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Postum, made instantly in the cup. Serve golden brown iced Postum tomorrow in a long, tall glass with cracked ice and maybe a generous topping of whipped cream. And see if your family doesn't vote it their favorite mealtime treat. Iced Postum. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.